弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处是在诗篇。
First is in Psalm.
九十篇。
Psalm 90.
我想这篇诗篇弟兄姊妹都很熟，摩西的诗篇。
I suppose you're very familiar with this Psalm. It's written by Moses.
我们来念九十篇的最后三节。
We will read the last three verses in Psalm 90, 15, 17, 16, and 17.
弟兄姊妹都翻到啊，我来念。
After you have found the place, I will read them to you.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。弟兄姊妹，怎么能够叫我们在受苦的日子、遭难的年岁，能够叫我们喜乐呢？我想后面这两节圣经很重要。
Brothers and sisters, how can God make us glad according to the days in which He has afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil? The next two verses are very important.
第十五节。
Verse 16.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，这个作为就是 work。这个工作也好，工作。
Let your work appear to your servants. Work.
特别注意，这个 work 在原文里面是单数的，不是多数的。
Now note especially this work in its original is singular, not plural.
这个 NIV 翻译的不好，它加上了一个 s.
Now in NIV, it has added an s to it.
你若是去看其他的版本
，But if you read other versions,
都没有 s.
None of them would have this
S. 无论是 King James Version, 无论是 Amplified, 无论是 New American Standard, 都没有 S. 只有 NIV 加上 S. 我想这个 S 加得非常不好。
Be it New King James or Amplified or NASB, none of them has this S. Only NIV has it.
因为神的工作只有一个工作。
Because God's word is only one.
我想等会我们会来解释。
And later on, we will elaborate more on it.
愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。最后十七节
Verse 17.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们的身上。我想刚刚讲到那个神的那个 work 只有一个工作，就是要达到这个目的，让他的荣美能够归在每一个属于他儿女的身上。
Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. We just read that God's work, there is only one God's work. And what is that work? That work is He would give us His beauty, that His beauty would be upon us.
当神的荣美归在我们身上的时候，我们可以起来为神工作，我们可以来建造教会，能够成为建造教会的那一个有用的宝贵的材料。
When His beauty is upon us, we can rise up and we can build up the church. We can become the honorable vessels to become the vessels, material to build up His church.
其实刚刚我们弟兄可以不要换这首诗歌了。他本来剪的诗歌其实很好，就是哦，让我们能够像主耶稣，是不是？好像这个题目。
Our brother just changed the hymn, but actually he really didn't have to because the hymn he chose is very good too. Oh, to be like Jesus, right?
让神的荣美归在我们的身上，做什么呢？建造教会。
Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us for what? To build up His church.
最终的目的，建造他的教会。
The ultimate end is to build His church.
愿你建立我们所做的功，我们所做的功，愿你建立这什么功？就是神的功，不是我们的功，建造教会的功。
To establish the work of our hands for us and establish the work of our hands. What work is this? That is to build up His church. It's not our work.
好，我们再翻，我们看雅各书 Song of Songs， 就是这个所罗门的雅各书
Song of Songs， the Song of Solomon。
我们看第二章。
We will read on chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
Verse 14.
And we will read just one verse.
我的鸽子啊，我想这是良人对着苏拉美女，就是我们的基督对着教会说的话，或者说是基督对着我们每一个他儿女，他的属于他的人说的话。这个鸽子就是我们，就是教会。我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在土埃的隐秘处，求你用我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音啊！我们的主要听我们的声音，要看我们的面貌，因为你的声音惹和，这个惹和就是 sweet 啊，你的面貌秀美 lovely， 我想神要看到我们的面貌，听到我们的声音，就像他一样，像他一样。
Verse 14, O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff. Now Solomon is speaking this to the Shulamite, so that Christ is speaking to his church, that's each one of us. Here, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. That is Christ's desire to see our face, to hear our voice, which is lovely.
好，我们来最后我们看撒迦利亚书。
In Zechariah，
在旧约最后的两卷书。
One of the last two books in Old Testament。
第八章。
Chapter 8。
我们看第十三节。
Verse 13。
撒迦利亚书第八章第十三节。
Zechariah chapter 8 verse 13。
弟兄姊妹翻到啊，我来念。
I will read it to you after you found the place.
犹大家和以色列家啊，你们从前立国中这样成为口咒诅的，照样，我要拯救你们。世人称你们为有福的，称你们为有福的。我们看特别注意这个小的字，因为我想中文。有几个小字很重要。
Now verse 13, it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you and you shall be a blessing. In the Chinese Bible says that you shall be called the blessed. And our brother will read the small print in the Chinese version.
这里不但是叫我们称为有福的，并且这个小字很重要。那个是你们叫人得福，不但今天叫我们能够得福，还要叫世人能够因着我们也能够得福。
And the small print says that not only are you called the blessed, but God will make you a blessing, that you would in turn make other people blessed. So not only you're a blessing, but other people will be blessed through you.
我想当初神呼召亚伯拉罕出来的时候，就给他讲了这句话：我不但叫你得福，也叫别人因你能够得福，万国都要因你得福。
When God called Abraham out of his country, God said the same thing: not only you will be blessed, but also you will make all the countries blessed.
你们不要惧怕，手要僵的强壮。最后我们看第十章第十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 10.
撒迦利亚书十章第十节，我必再领他们出埃及地，再领他们出埃及地。他们本来就是在埃及地领出来的，现在耶和华对他们说，我要再领你们出埃及地。
I will also bring them back from the land of Egypt. Originally they were led out of Egypt, but God here says it again, I will bring you back from the land of Egypt.
召聚他们出亚述。
gather them from Assyria.
我们知道北国后来被掳到亚述，南国被掳到巴比伦。
We know that North Kingdom was taken captive to Assyria, and South Kingdom was taken away to Babylon.
但是耶和华给他们接待一个宝贝应许，他还要领他们出来。
But the Lord has given this great precious promise that He will bring them back.
领他们到哪里去呢？
Where would He bring them to?
基列。
To Gilead.
和黎巴嫩。
And Lebanon.
我要领他们不但出埃及，不但是出亚述，我要把他们领到基列，领他们到黎巴嫩。
Not only will God lead them out of Egypt, out of Assyria, but He gathered them from Assyria, but God would bring them to Gilead and Lebanon.
这地尚且不够他们居住。
Until no more room is found for them.
我们低头祷告。
You have bowed, please. Let's pray.
主啊，我们的心默默无声的一起来到你的跟前，来等候你，来仰望你，来依靠你。
Lord, our hearts wait for you quietly, and we come before you to hope in you, to look unto you.
我们知道所有的泉源都在基督的里面。
We know all the springs are in you.
主，你是我们的帮助，是我们的依靠，是我们的供应。
Lord, you are our help, you are our refuge, and you are our provision.
所有的能力、权柄都是出于你。
All the authority, all the power are from you.
主，我们势力在你的跟前，恐惧战惊。
Lord, as we stand still before you, we are trembling and are in fear.
我们畏惧而侍奉，战惊而快乐。
We serve with fear and we rejoice with trembling.
就像我们这样一个这样的败坏的一个人，今天竟然能够势力在你的跟前来侍奉你，来做你的出口。
Lord, a man so corrupt could even stand before you to serve you and to speak for you.
父神，我们敬拜，我们感谢，我们赞美。
Father God, we thank you, we worship you, and we praise you.
一切都是出于神。
All things are from God.
你又叫我们在基督里面，叫我们与你和好。
And you have reconciled us in Christ to you.
你没有将过犯归在我们的身上，你把我们的过犯归在你的爱子的身上。
You have not imputed our transgressions upon us, but imputed them upon your beloved Son.
所以今天早晨就靠着他的血，我们势立在你的跟前。
So this morning by His precious blood, we stand still before you.
我们照着你的话。圣言我们来讲。
According to your word, your holy oracle, we shall speak.
你的血再次洁净我们。
Your blood once again cleanses us.
我们需要你的能力，需要你的膏油来膏你的仆人和使女。
We need your power, we need your anointing to anoint your servant and your maid servant.
主，我们离了你，我们什么都不能做。
Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们再说，所有的供应都从你那里来的。
We say it again, all the provision is from you.
所以我们仰望，我们等候。
Therefore, we hope in you and we wait on you.
你把我们所有在座的每一个属于你的儿女。
And also we commit everyone sitting here, every child of yours.
主，求你让我们里面灵里的眼睛不断看见你，让我们灵里面的耳朵能够听见你。
We commit them to you. Not only would our ears hear you, but the eyes in us will see you.
主，求你来释放我们。
Oh Lord, set us all free.
让我们求告当赞美的耶，让我们来求告这位当赞美的耶和华，我们就能够从一切的困境中。
Let us call on to the Lord who is to be praised, so shall we be set free from all the predicament.
当我们求告你、赞美你、敬拜你，所有的捆绑都从我们身上挪去。
As we call on you, we worship you, we praise you, set us free from all this bondage.
主啊，让我们清晨的早晨，我们一起来享受神儿女荣耀的自由。
Lord, on this Sunday's morning, we want to enjoy the liberty of the glorious liberty of God's children.
主与我们同在。
Lord, be with us.
将你的作为向我们显现。
Reveal your work to us.
将你的荣耀向我们显明。
And your glory to us.
用作你无用的仆人。
Use your useless servant.
我们等候仰望，是因奉主耶稣。
We wait for and hope in you in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天早晨我们还是继续，上个月我同弟兄姊妹交通的那一个题目，我们是神所耕种的田地， 是神所建造的一个房屋。
This morning, I would like to continue to share with you on the theme of last week, last month, that is, we are God's field, we are His building.
我们知道哥林多前书第三章那里保罗没有用这个教会这个字。
We know in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul never used the term church.
没有用这个很普通的、很肤浅的这个名字，就是教会。
Nor did he use this common, this very shallow term, the church.
他用了一个非常美妙的、非常深奥的两个字。
But instead, he used this very wonderful, very profound term composed of two words.
来代替教会这个名词。
To replace this term, the church.
那就是耕种的田地，原文就是 farmer, 就是农场。
That is the cultivated field, that is a farm.
还有那就是一个房屋。
And then,The building.
好像这两样的东西没有什么连接的关系的。
Although these two things are not that related.
有没有人拿田里面种出来的这些东西来建造房屋的？
Would anybody take the produce of the field to build a building?
我上次讲到了这个，其实原文里面这个方呢，可以翻译为包含着范围很广，可以包含着花园，这个花园也可以。表号做这个葡萄园。
Now last time I shared with you that this field, this farm really covers a lot. It could represent the vineyard or it could represent the garden.
有没有拿人花园里面种的花或者草木来建造房屋的？没有。
Would anybody bring out things from the garden, from the vineyard to build a house?
No. 有没有拿葡萄园里面出来的果子来建造房屋的？也没有。
Would you bring grapes from the vineyard to build a building? No, I don't think so.
有没有拿田里的出产这个五谷来建造房子的？也没有。
Would you take the grains from the field to build a house?
但是很奇怪的，保罗在这里用耕种的田地和房屋连在一起。
But it is quite strange here that Paul would use this field, the farm, and also the building, and put them together.
感谢神，这里面实在有非常深奥属灵的意义在里头。
We thank God that in it there is this very profound, deep spiritual meaning.
我们看见一块田地要把种子种下去，对不对？
When we see a field, we would just sow some seed, right?
这个种子还要慢慢的长大。
And the seed will grow gradually.
这个种子要浇灌。
And you need to water it.
它才能够成长，才能够成熟。
And it will mature. It will grow up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看见主耶稣就是那一粒种子。
Brothers and sisters, we see that the Lord Jesus is that seed.
他是个生命的种子。
He is the very seed of life.
我上次讲了，教会的产生是藉着十字架，藉着救恩，藉着救赎，在十字架上所成就的。那个救赎。
Last time I mentioned that the coming forth of the church is done through the redemption accomplished on the cross.
没有十字架，没有救赎，没有救恩，就不可能产生教会。
Without the cross, without redemption, without salvation, there would be no church.
所以教会的产生一定是藉着十字架的。
So the coming forth of the church is through the cross.
感谢主，一粒种子若不死了，落在地里，若是不死了，仍然是一粒。若死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
We thank God that if a grain does not fall into the ground and die, then it remains one. But if it dies, then it brings forth many grains.
我们感谢神，我们都是从这一粒子粒里面出来的生命的种子。
We really thank God that we are all the seeds of life coming from this very same seed.
我们都有了基督的生命。
We all have the life of Christ.
但是这个生命不但栽种下去，这个生命还要成长，还要成熟，还要浇灌，还要修理，有很多的工作要做。
Not only is this seed being sown, but also it will grow up. It needs to be watered and it needs to be pruned. So there is so much work involved.
所以我上次讲了，就是最终的目的是什么？
So last time, what is the ultimate end of our redemption as I mentioned last time?
让我们长大成人，满有长成基督长成的生命，对不对？以弗所书第十章。
Now Ephesians 4, that we shall all be perfect, attaining to the measure of the fullness of Jesus Christ.
不做小孩子，不做婴孩。
We no longer be children.
能够长大成人。
We will all grow up, be mature.
不是只能够吃奶，能够吃干粮，能够吃饭。
It's not that we can only be fed on the milk, but we could take in the solid food.
只有这样的长大的，才能够成为建造教会的那个材料。
A Christian grown up like this way can be used as the material to build up the church.
我们知道哥林多的教会。
As we look at the Corinthian church.
为什么保罗在这里写这段话呢？
Why is Paul wrote this passage?
保罗在这里提醒他们，你们是神所耕种的田地啊，是神所建造的房屋啊。
Here, Paul reminded them that you are God's field, you're God's building.
你们里面已经有了生命的种子，基督成了你们的生命了。
There is this seed of life within you. Christ has become your seed of life.
但是你们没有长大，没有成熟啊。
But you haven't matured, you haven't grown up.
所以第一章第一节讲得很清楚，保罗说，我不能把你们当作属灵的，我们真的把你当作是肉体的，在基督里是一个婴孩啊。
So in 3:1 it says very clearly, I cannot count you as mature, spiritual, but only carnal. In Christ, you are babes.
我只能用奶喂你，不能用饭来喂你。
I can only feed you with milk, not solid food.
你们过去不能，现在还是不能的。
You could not take solid food before, and even until now, you still can't.
因为你们还是属肉体的，还是属血气的。
Because you are still in the flesh, you are carnal.
因为哥林多的教会，他们受了这个希腊的哲学的那种智慧的影响，他们只追求知识。
The Corinthian church was so affected by the Greek philosophy, they were seeking after wisdom.
他们知识很丰富。
And knowledge, they were abundant in all of
knowledge. 他们但是没有忽略了那个生命的成熟，生命的成长。
But they neglected the maturity of this life, the growing of this life.
所以他们离开神，拯救他们的最终要达到的目的还很遥远的一段路程啊。
So they have strayed from the ultimate purpose of God's salvation. They have still a long way to catch up.
他们还是在那个起初的那个阶段呢。
They were still in the very beginning stage.
他们只有那一个这个称义成圣的那个地位啊。
They had the position of being justified, being sanctified.
他们灵得救了，但是他们的魂、他们的那一个体、他们的那个天然、自然都还没有蒙拯救啊。
Their spirit was saved, but their self, their natural life, was still unsaved.
还没有蒙到拯救。
It was not
还没有更新。
They were not renewed yet.
所以保罗在这里提醒他们。
Therefore, Paul reminded them here.
你们不要忘了，你们是神所耕种的田地，这个田地要成长的，要成熟的。
Don't you forget your God's field, and this field is supposed to mature.
经过浇灌是需要生长的。
Through the watering, it needs to grow up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，我们今天的光景很像哥林多的教会。
Beloved, we all know our today's conditions are very much like that of the
Corinthian church. 今天神的儿女就是束缚了我们生命的成长。
Today, God's children often neglect the growing of their life.
不要忘记，我们是神所拣选的一个。宝贝的器皿啊。
Don't you forget that we are God's chosen special vessels.
罗马书第九章保罗讲得很清楚，神那个丰盛的荣耀要彰显在我们这些蒙怜悯早预备的荣耀的器皿身上啊。
In Romans 9, we read clearly that the riches of God's glory will be revealed among us vessels of mercy and are prepared long before for his glory.
这个器皿是就是神所造的，不单是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人造出来，这有什么不可以呢？
This vessel is created by God, not only among the Jews, but also among Gentiles.
你们本来是苦怒的，卑贱的器皿。
You are vessels of wrath, abased ones.
要造毁灭的器皿。
To be destroyed.
你们本来都是厚厚的材料。
You were all materials of the lake of fire.
但是信着十字架的救赎，十字架的救恩，你们今天蒙了拯救。
But through the redemption on the cross that you're today you are redeemed.
保罗在这里提醒我们，神的那个丰盛的荣耀要从我们身上能够彰显出来的。
And here Paul reminds us that the riches of his glory will be revealed from us.
我们看见刚刚念的诗篇第九十篇。
And also in Psalm 19 we just read.
我们看见神只有一个工作。
We see that God has only one work.
在我们的观念里面，神有很多的、很多的、很多的工作。
In our notion, we would think God would have so many, many works.
不错，神是有许多、许多、许多的工作，
yes.
做不完的工作。
Yes, God does have many, many works, innumerable ones.
但是他工作的 最后的有一个目的，他的工作的后面就有一个工作。
However, the ultimate purpose behind all this work is only one work.
当初摩西的是一个时代，他把以色列百姓从埃及救出来，从埃及救出来也好，经过旷野也好，带到迦南也好，一直到圣殿建造、圣城建造起来也好，整个这一段历史，你就看到神的工作、神的工作、神的工作。
In Moses' time, as he led Israelites out of Egypt through the wilderness into the land of Canaan, building up God's sanctuary, His temple, we see.There is only one work.
事实有很多的工作，但是最终我们要看见神最终工作的目的是什么。
Although God does have many works, but we need to see what's the ultimate purpose of God's all of these works.
啊，我记得我们上一次同学们交通了很多了，在旧约里面。
Last time I shared so much with you in Old Testament on this point.
以赛亚第六十章讲得很清楚，你是我手中。你是我所种的栽子，是你，你们是我所种的那个栽子，是我手中的工作，叫我能够得着荣耀。
Isaiah 60, we read that you are the plant of my hands, the work of my hand, so that I will be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，整个以色列的历史，你去看见神怎么栽种他们，神怎么建造他们，神又怎么拆毁他们，又怎么倾倒他们，又怎么毁坏他们。
Throughout the Israelites' history, brothers and sisters, go and look at it. How God has built them, how God has plucked them out, broken them down, thrown them down, and destroyed them in order to rebuild and plant again.
最终的目的
This ultimate
神的荣耀要显在他百姓的中间
is that God's glory will be revealed in the midst of his people.
愿耶和华，愿我们主耶和华的荣美归在他们的身上
that the beauty of our Lord God be upon them.
为什么他们受这么多的苦难
why is it they've gone through so many adversities?
所以摩西说 愿这个使他们在受苦的时候遭难的年岁中间让他们能够喜乐怎么能够喜乐若是你看到神最终的神在百姓身上的目的，他们在苦难中间，他们就能够安然度过。
That's why Moses says that make us glad according to the days which you have afflicted us, according to the years in which we have seen evil. How could they be glad? Only when they have seen this ultimate goal, the purpose of God, then they will be able to go through in safety.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记今天我们都是神手里面的工作。
Brothers and sisters, don't you ever forget today we are the workmanship of God.
我们想到以色列百姓最悲惨的一段时间。
As we think of the most miserable time of Israelite
history, 叫神最难过的一段时间
the thing that hurts our God most,
就是我们记得他们还没完全被掳的时候，尼布加尼撒来到耶路撒冷，把圣殿里面所有的器皿都掳去了，放在哪里啊？放在他自己的庙里面，大衮的庙里面，大神的庙里面，来利用这些器皿。
Is when that the Israelites have not been totally taken captive by all the Babylonians. The Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar came to Israelites and he took all the vessels of the sanctuary and he put them into his idol's temple. And this is the thing that hurts our God most.
还有什么比这个叫神里面更痛苦更难过的
What thing, more thing could be this that would give our God the most grieving, most sorrowful heart.
圣殿里面的器皿都是圣洁的。
The vessels in the sanctuary are all holy.
都是分别为圣，归给神的。
They are sanctified to our God.
这些器皿都镀上了血，都镀上了膏油的。
They're all overlaid with blood, with the oil.
这能让神来使用的。
They could be only used by God.
但是现在被掳到巴比伦去。
But now they've been all taken away captive to Babylon.
哎呀，你们还记得但以理书那个巴沙沙，那就是尼布加尼撒的孙子。哎呀，他摆大宴席，一千个人的宴席，就是拿圣殿里面的器皿拿出来喝酒欢乐，来敬拜他们的假神偶像的。
Do you recall that in the book of Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar's son also took out all the vessels from the sanctuary to give a great feast and those things have been offered to the idols?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这个历史对我们来讲是一个极大的提醒警告
This history serves as a great warning and admonition.
今天我们这些神的器皿。
Today we as God's vessels.
有多少的器皿已经被掳在巴比伦，掳在世界，被世界的神在那里利用，你知道吗？
How many of the vessels have already been taken captive to Babylon, being used by the world, the God of this world?
这是叫神何等的伤痛。
How grieving this is to our God.
我们记得提摩太后书第二章有一段话，保罗讲。
Second Timothy, there is one passage there. Paul says.
保罗说，大户人家有金器，有银器，有木器，有瓦器，有作为贵重的器皿，有作为卑贱的器皿。
In a great house, there are vessels of gold and silver and wood and clay. Some are for honor, and others are for dishonor.
若是你们能够圣洁，脱离卑贱。你们就能够成为贵重的器皿，圣洁和富足用。
If one would cleanse himself from the latter, he would be sanctified, useful for the master.
你们圣洁是一个正面的。
Now this is a positive perspective in reference to the sanctification.
脱离卑贱，那是反面的。
And the opposite is to cleanse yourself from all the base.Things.
中文你那里有一个字说脱离卑贱的事，其实没有这个事这个字的。
In the Chinese Bible, it says to cleanse yourself from the base things, but in original, there is no this word things.
只有卑贱。
It only says the baseness.
脱离卑贱，什么叫卑贱？
Now cleanse yourself from all these.
弟兄姊妹，卑贱就是同你的身份、用你的地位是不合的、不相称的、不配的。
That is everything that's incompatible with your life, with your position in the Lord.
今天我们在哪里想什么
？Today, what are you thinking in your mind?
今天我们在说什么
？What are you speaking?
今天我们在做什么
？What are you doing?
今天我们在看什么
？What are you seeing?
今天我们到哪一个地方去
？Where do you go?
你所看的、所听的、所讲的、所去的地方，是不是同你的地位、同你的身份是相配、相合的
？What you see, what you hear, what you say, where you go, are they all compatible with your life, with your position?
凡是不配的、不相合的，那就是卑贱。
Anything that is incompatible, then that's called base.
弟兄姊妹，今天。神的儿女就是落在这个光景里面。
Brothers and sisters, today God's children are falling into this condition.
很多是我们不应当想的，很多是我们不应当看的，很多是我们不应当讲的，很多是我们不应当听的，很多的地方是我们不应当去的。当你在这个光景的里面，你就是在一个卑贱的光景，同你的身份不合。
So many times we think what we're not supposed to think, we see what we're not supposed to, we hear what we're not supposed to hear, we go where we're not supposed to go. Anytime you are in this kind of condition, that means you are falling into these base things. Ephesians 4, we read,
凡是淫乱的，凡是一切污秽的，贪心的，你不但不能去做，连你想都讲都不可以提，都不可以提，方和圣徒的体统。
Any fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, not only should you not think of that, but even not to mention it.
提都不能提啊！
Sins, not even
想都不能想啊！
Don't even think about it.
当你想这些事的时候，当你提这些事的时候。
When you think about these things, when you mention these things,
你就是不合体统的一个基督徒。
You are a Christian who is acting, who is not acting fittingly.
不要忘了我们的地位和身份。
Don't you forget our life and our position.
我们都是神圣殿里面的那些器皿啊。
We are all those vessels in God's sanctuary.
我们身上都有神的膏油啊，我们身上都有神的基督的宝血啊。
In us, we all carry the precious blood of Christ and the holy anointing.
我们头上都有几个是归耶和华为圣啊。
Upon our forehead, we always have this word, to the Lord, holiness to the Lord.
归耶和华为圣。
Holiness to the Lord.
彼得说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，你们是君尊的祭司，你们是圣洁的国度，你们是属神的子民。
Peter says that you are a chosen generation, you are a royal priesthood, holy nation, a special people for God's possession.
保罗在哥罗西教会说，你们是神所 你们是圣洁蒙爱的，是神所拣选的。
And he says to the Colossians that you are the beloved, holy.
我们是 holy 的，我们是
圣洁的。We are holy. We are the beloved.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们的地位有多高超，我们的地位有多圣洁，我们的地位有多珍贵啊！
Brothers and sisters, how transcendent, how holy, how noble our position is.
你能把这些圣洁的器皿放在偶像的庙里吗？
Can you place all these holy vessels into the idol's temple?
哎呀，当以色列被掳到巴比伦的时候，
When Israelites were taken away to Babylon,
我们感谢神，虽然他们被掳了。
We thank God, although they were taken away captive.
我想今天的神的儿女中间有三等人。
And I suppose there are three kinds of people among God's children.
有一等是最好的。
One of them is the best.
那就是先知。
Those are the prophets who knows, who sees things beforehand.
事情还没发生，他知道这不能做，不能干，不能想，不能去。
Before things happen, they know that we cannot do this, we cannot go there.
这就叫做得胜。
These are the overcomers.
但是有一等人呢
，then another group，
当然不止这一等人
，and actually more than this group，
但是还可以
，they are still acceptable。
为什么
？Why？
因为他们有时候落到这个光景的里面，他们有感觉。
That whenever they fall into this kind of base conditions， they have this feeling。
觉得很难过，很不舒服。
They were,
很痛苦
they were not at ease they are struggling they were in pain
但是没有能力出来
however they lack the power to come out of it
没有力量得胜
they lack the strength to overcome
但是他们也不甘心落在这种光景的里面
but they didn't feel comfortable to stay in there
很多圣道你很多教会是落在这种光景里面
and I suppose many of God's children fall into this kind of condition
这叫什么这叫后知后觉
these are the people who understand comprehended later on
以色列百姓就这样
And Israelites were just like this.
你看诗篇一百三十七篇，哎呀，他们在坐在巴比伦的河边，他们把他们的琴挂在流子上。
As you read Psalm 137, that they sat by the rivers of Babylon and they hung their harps on the willows.
哎呀，他们想起锡安。
And they remembered Zion.
他们就哭了。
They wept.
他们想起锡安，他们还能够想起锡安呢，他们就哭起来。
They remember, they could still remember Zion and they wept.
掳掠我们的，要我们唱一首锡安的歌啊。
The captors wanted us to sing a song of Zion.
哎呀，他们在那里说，我们在外邦人中间，我们怎么能够唱耶和华的歌呢
？And they replied, "How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?"
哎呀，我们里面痛苦啊，我们怎么还唱得出歌来？我们怎么还能够欢乐歌唱啊？
There was this anguish and within us. How could we be joyful? How could we sing?
为什么他们想起锡安就哭呢
？Why? Why is it that when they remember Zion?
我以前也曾经有人交通过，锡安就是代表着神的得胜，代表着神的荣耀，代表着神的主权，代表神的权柄，代表神的宝座。
Victory, glory, sovereignty.And his throne. This is what Zion represents.
当以色列百姓下到锡安，就是看到大卫掌权最黄金的一段时间，国泰民安，国强富强的那最高峰的一段时间。哎呀，他们想到神在哪里掌权了、啊？神是做大卫。照着他的旨意在那里掌权，国家是这样的繁荣富贵。
They remember that during the days when David reigned in Zion, all the country was so prosperous, and everybody is saved and at ease.
大卫是伏在神的权柄底下，所有的百姓都是伏在大卫的权柄底下。
David was under God's authority, and all the people were under David's authority.
哎呀，那时候是多自由啊，多喜乐啊
！How free, how joyful they were!
但是现在呢
？But what about now?
他们哭了。
They wept.
他们背逆了神的权柄。
They disobey God's sovereignty.
诗篇52还是53篇最后的一节圣经。
Now it's either in Psalm 52 or 53, the very last verse says.
他在那里说：“但愿以色列的救恩能够从锡安而出，当神把被掳的子民归回的时候，雅各要欢喜，以色列要快乐。”
When the Israelites came back from captivity, Israel will rejoice and Jacob will be joyful.
这是一个被掳的人的一个祝愿，一个祷告。
And this is the prayer of a captive.
但愿以色列的救恩能够从锡安出来。
Let the salvation of Israel come forth from Zion.
只有一条路。
There is only one way.
让基督，让神来掌权。
That is, let God, let Christ reign.
让神一掌权。
As soon as God reigns,
什么问题都解决了。
All the problems are solved.
教会让基督在这里掌权，举手为什么难处都解决了。
When the church allows God, Christ to reign, to have the preeminence, then there are no problems in church.
所以今天我们看见这一班子民。还是后知后觉的。
So we see all these people are slow in understanding.
但是今天还有很多神的儿女，很多的教会已经被掳在世界里面了，他们还不知道，他们还在那里歌唱，还在那里赞美，还在那里唱歌，还在那里欢乐。当然，他们唱的不是锡安的歌，唱的不是耶和华的歌，唱的是属世的 contemporary Christian music。
But still, there are many of God's children that are taken captive by the world. They did not know it at all. They were still joyful. They were singing. What are they singing? The worldly songs.
And 不是锡安的歌，
not the songs of Zion,
不是耶和华的歌。
Not the songs of the Lord.
你好好听一听，你就知道。
As you listen to their song, you will understand it.
这个 melody 你就知道。
Listen to the melody, you will know.
这不是一个圣诗。
These are not hymns.
和圣诗完全不一样的。
They are so different from hymns.
圣诗你一听，你会肃然起敬。
Upon hearing the hymns, right away, you will come up with the feeling of respect.
当我们在不平的时候唱这些诗歌，是的，我们在哪里赞美基督？来敬拜基督，但这些诗歌叫你会肃然起敬，你的灵会举起来来敬拜这位基督，不是你的肉体，不是你的魂在哪里摇头摆脑啊。
As you hear the hymns right away, you will have this sense of respect and this sense of somberness. It's not you, shaking your head back and forth, enjoying yourself.
报纸说你们要注意啊，你不要摇头拜脑，你个脑都拜一下，这个角度不对，你的脑都要受损伤啊。
And according to newspapers, when you shake your head back and forth, beware that you might damage your brain because of the angles of your head.
这是音乐，你听多了。耳朵都会聋啊。
And these kind of music, if you hear it so much, that you will become hard of hearing later on.
这么多的摇旗，这么多的鼓啊、锣啊，哎呀，你看看这种声音的刺激，那种金属的重，今天的音乐里面有重金属的音乐，有什么摇滚的音乐，今天在教会里流行的不得了啊，大家大唱大跳、大摇大摆啊。
Now, many of the hard rock, the melodic rock songs with all the drums and the loudness of the bass, they would hurt your ears, and people are enjoying them, shaking their heads and their bodies. When you look at this,
如果你不听他们歌词里面到底讲什么，你根本就分不出这是在舞厅里面，在酒吧里面，你根本分不出来的。
If you do not pay attention to their lyrics, you have no way of knowing what kind of music this is. Maybe they're being played in bars or in the dancing parlors.
今天有多少的教会已经被掳在巴比伦？这些器皿都已经放在大禹的庙里面，在拜偶像啊！他们还在那里欢乐歌唱啊！
So many of God's children have been taken captive to Babylon, and they are still rejoicing, they're singing and having fun. Their vessels have now been placed in the idol's temple.
你打开报纸。
Now, if you open the newspaper,
那些教会属世的教会还要登广告，还要宣传，他们是属世的，我们是最 contemporary 的，我们是最合乎这个世界潮流的教会，还在那里以这个为夸耀。哎呀。
When you open the newspaper, you would see the ads by some worldly churches saying that they would play the contemporary music. They are right up to this current, this tide.
过年过节，所有世界的东西都进到教会来了。
When holidays come around, all the worldly things would come into the church.
还要在那里宣传呢。
and they're still advertising.
这个叫什么？就叫后知后觉。
What is this called?
这不是后知，这是不知不觉。
These are the people who are numb in understanding.
根本不知道现在自己处在一个什么可怜可怕的光景里。
They have no understanding as to what kind of miserable, terrible conditions they are in.
所以我在教会里一直在提醒弟兄们，这些东西一点一点一点一点都不能进来。
I want to remind you again, things like this, not even a bit of it, not anything should come in.
绝对不放松。
You should never be lax on this.
那些弟兄姊妹，哎呀，这一点有什么关系呢？大家快乐快乐，有什么不可以呢
？Some people would say, well, what's the big deal about it?
不可以就不可以。
Be happy. No.That's an absolute no.
撒旦的诡计你要知道。
You have to know the schemes of Satan.
你要知道一个青蛙，我们都知道这个比喻。一个青蛙一过热水、烫水，你把青蛙一放进去，它马上跳出来。
We all know of this example. If you place a frog into a hot boiling pot, and the frog would right away jump out of it.
你把一个水是温温的。慢慢慢慢的加温，哎呀，这个青蛙在里面好舒服啊，好舒服啊！等到它发觉，哎呀，不对了，它已经没有力气挣扎了，没有力气得胜了，没有力气出来了。
But,
这是撒旦最诡诈的一个事情。
But if the water is lukewarm and then you turn on the heat gradually and the frog is having a great time, by the time it comes to understanding, it's too late. He does not have the energy, has the power to come out of it.
哎呀，
and this is Satan's scheme.
我们唱诗歌用一点药气有什么不好？用一样药气，两样药气，三样药气不过瘾，四样也不过瘾，六样、七样，哎呀，都是药气的声音，到最后没有办法做。你再去听这些声乐。就不习惯了。
Now, what's wrong with having some instrument added to sing our hymns with one, two, or even five or six, and gradually you're so used to it, and then you when you hear the hymns again, you don't like it anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
不要忘了神在我们身上救赎最终的目的是什么。
Don't you ever forget what is the purpose of God's salvation upon us?
哎呀，我们想到旧约里面的鲁德就是这样，慢慢的、慢慢的往索多玛去了。
As we see in Old Testament, Lot, he gradually moved to Sodom.
他忘了他的地位身份。
He forgot about his life, his position.
到最后，你就看到何等的悲惨，何等的痛苦。
And in the end, you see how miserable, how painful he was.
结果出来了以后，到了一个洞里面，又犯了这些。
And after he was delivered, he went into the cave, and then he committed filthy things.
这些都是不知不觉的人。
All these people are who are numb in understanding.
你去看创世纪第十九章十五节，有两个字是非常触目惊心的两个字。
Now in Psalm, in Genesis 19:15, there are two words that would really boggle your mind and make you shock.
天使在这里催促。
And the angels are pushing, are pleading, urging.
为什么要 urging? 因为他们知不觉的，他不知不觉的，所以在那里催促他，他还是在那里犹豫啊，还有两个犹豫两个字，还在那里犹豫不舍得离开索多玛。
Angels were urging Lot to leave Sodom, but Lot was still hesitating.He had no sense of understanding of this at all.
他还没有知道他进入在什么样的可怕的光景的里面。
He didn't even realize what a dreadful situation he had already been.
哎呀，我们想到亚伯拉罕也是一样有过这个经历。
And we recall that Abraham also had the same experience.
亚伯拉罕，我们看见第应该是十二章吧，创世十二章，亚伯拉罕怎样的因着迦南的饥荒，他就往南移动，就到了什么埃及。
In Genesis 12, we read that because of the famine in Canaan, Abraham moved gradually from that place and down to the south, to Egypt.
埃及是他应当去的地方吗?
Is Egypt the place he was supposed to go?
是合乎他的身份地位吗?
Is that place compatible with his life and position?
这叫卑贱!
This is called the lowly things.
这叫卑贱!
It's called base.
是他不应当去的地方。
This is a place where he's not supposed to.
迦南在饥荒，就饿死他也不应该下埃及。
Even he would die of hunger at Canaan because of famine. He would not he should not have gone to Egypt.
哎呀，你看他到了埃及是什么一个光景
？And take a look at the condition when he was in Egypt.
体贴肉体的就是死，唯有体贴圣灵的才是平安，才是生命。
Carnal minded is death, only spiritually minded is life and peace.
体贴自己的肉体。
He was mindful of his own.
他下埃及的。
He went down to Egypt.
但是你看见他带来的结果是死亡。
But you see the result that brought forth was death.
我不讲其他的。
Now let's not mention.
亚巴郎到了埃及，你看他每一天都在那里担心，每一天都在那里害怕，怕埃及法老王把他杀死啊，为着他的太太撒拉。
When he went down to Egypt, Abraham every day was afraid, was worrying that Pharaoh would kill him because of his wife, Sarai.
虽然他在埃及发了大财啊。
Although he became greatly rich in Egypt.
哎呀，但是这些大财能够叫他里面有一点平安吗
？But all these riches would give any sense of peace?
为什么？因为这个地方是他不应当来的地方。
Why? Because this is a place where he was not supposed to go.
最可怜的，他同神的交通断了。
The most pitiful of all this is that he had now stopped the fellowship between him and God. How do you know that the fellowship between him and God was stopped? As you read chapter 13, you will see.
当他亚伯罕带着鲁德带着太太出离埃及又往南去，就是到他以前从前的那一个埃和伯特利的中间，从前他支搭帐篷的地方，从前他支搭祭坛的地方，他又求告耶和华的名。
As he left with his wife, his livestock, and they came to the place between Bethel and Ai, that's the place when he had first pitched the tent, built the altar, and there he called on the name of the Lord.
他好久一段时间没有求告耶和华的名。
It had been a long time since he last called on the name of the Lord.
哎呀，今天基督徒最痛苦的就这一件事。
Now today the most sorrowful, the most painful thing for Christians is this.
当你没有脱离卑贱的时候
，When you have not cleansed yourself from all these base things,
你在卑贱的情况底下的时候
，When you are in the condition of baseness,
有一个结果是一定的
，There is one outcome that's for sure.
你不能同神有交通
，Then that is you would not have the fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，一个基督徒最喜乐的什么事？你是
Brothers and sisters, what's the most joyful thing for Christians? Do you know?
得永生吗
？Having eternal life.
感谢主，是的，我们得永生了，永不灭亡了。
Thank Lord that yes, we do have this eternal life. We will not perish.
得永生做什么？
What do you have this eternal life for?
约翰一书讲得非常的清楚。
In First John. We read it very clearly.
约翰他说：“我把我所看见过的、说听见过的、我所目过的，就是那个永生传给你们，叫我能与你们能够彼此相交。我们有那个与神和他的儿子耶稣基督彼此相交 fellowship.
That which we have heard, we have seen, we declare to you that you would have fellowship, with us.” Truly our fellowship is with God and with His Son. I write this to you that so that your joy would be filled.
最喜乐的神的儿女能够同神的儿女彼此有交通在灵里面。我们最喜乐的我们与主能够有交通与我们神能够彼此有交通赤裸敞开的交通。哎呀这是所以约翰说我把这话写给你们叫你们喜乐可以满足的。
The most joyful thing for Christians is that we could have fellowship among brethren and also we could have this open and and unveiled fellowship with God. Therefore, John said, I write these things to you so that your joy will be full.
弟兄姊妹，今天你有没有得永生？
Brothers and sisters, do you have eternal life today?
这也是个最可靠的一个试验。
Now, this is the most reliable test.
你真正重生了，真正得救了。
If you're really born again and saved,
我们既为儿子。
Since we are sons,
他就差遣他儿子的灵进到我们里面。
He has sent the spirit of his son into our heart.
结果是什么
？And what is the result?
叫我们能够呼叫阿爸父。
That we could cry out to Abba Father.
我们不再是奴隶。
We're no longer slaves.
我们是神的儿子。
But we are God's sons.
我们可以与他有交通了。
We could have fellowship with him.
今天有很多所谓的基督教徒没有这个 fellowship。
Today there are so many so-called Christians, but they do not have this kind of fellowship with God.
不过是一个基督教徒。
They are only religion faithful.
这是一个很可靠的一个证明，你知道，我知道，神知道。
This is a very reliable test that you know it, I know it, and God knows it.
你有没有永生？
Do you have eternal life?
亚伯拉罕现在回去了。
Now Abraham went back.
体贴圣灵的就是生命，这个生命就是交通。
Spiritually minded is life, and this life is fellowship.
就是平安。
It's peace.
平安和喜乐分不开的。
Peace and joy.
所以我相信亚伯拉罕回到那个原来的地方，献上祭坛，求告耶和华的名，他怎么求告的？
So I believe as Abraham went back to that very place where he had built the altar and call out to the Lord. How would he cry out to the Lord? How would he say? What did he say?
你知道吗？
Do you know?
诗篇51篇，这是我想出来的啊。
I believe it's my understanding in Psalm 51.
神啊，求你按着你的慈爱。 怜悯我，按着你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，洗净我的罪恶。God,
according to your mercy, according to your tender kindness, that you would cleanse my sins, blot out my transgressions.
他还要求告什么？
What else does he call out to God?
求你为我造一个清洁的心，给我一个。 重新造一个正直的灵。
Create a clean heart in me, a spirit of steadfastness.
我为什么会去下埃及的？我的心不清洁，我的灵不正直。
Why I would go down to Egypt? Because I do not have a clean heart. I do not have this steadfast spirit.
他还有一个祷告，一定有的。
And then he comes again with another prayer.
现在求你让我认得救恩的快乐。
Restore the joy of salvation to me.
就在那个得到救恩的快乐，现在失掉了。
Restore to me the joy of the salvation which I have lost.
弟兄姊妹，为什么讲这段话？让我们再次提醒弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, why is I share this with you once again? It serves as a reminder.
不要忘记你是神所拣选的器皿。
Don't you forget that you are God's chosen vessel.
不要忘记我们是神所耕种的田地，是神所建造的房屋。
Don't you forget that we are God's building God's field.
神拯救你，神的救赎有个最终的目的的。
God has saved you with an ultimate purpose of His salvation.
哎呀，太重要了，弟兄姊妹。
This is so very important.
我们不要做一个不知不觉的。
Don't let us become those who are numb in understanding.
我们要做一个先知先觉的。
But we want to become those who have foresight and understanding.
我们不要做一个糊涂人。
Do not become foolish.
以弗所书第4章说，不要做个糊涂人。
Do not become unwise.
要明白神的旨意。
Understand the will of God.
神就一个旨意，神就一个工作。
And God only has one purpose and one work. Let me reiterate it again.
这个工作就是让你得着荣耀。
And this work is to glorify you.
所以诗篇第90篇后面有句话说，愿你的荣耀向你的子孙能够显明。
So in Psalm 90 says that your glory being revealed to your children.
荣耀，什么叫荣耀？
What is the glory?
什么时候神能够从你身上彰显出来，这叫荣耀。
Whenever God is revealed in you, and that's called glory.
什么时候基督的形象能够从我们的身上能够彰显出来？
Whenever the image of Christ could be brought forth from you, and that's glory.
什么时候神的荣耀能够在这个教会中彰显出来，让人看见了基督，看见了这位活的神？
Whenever the glory of Christ is being made manifest in the church, so people could see this God.
哥林多前书第14章说，他们就脸伏于地，就敬拜这位神。
And then we
神在你们的中间。
First Corinthians chapter 14, we see that they come into the church, they fall down before you on their face, because God is in your midst.
这是神在我们身上的旨意。
And this is the purpose of God in us.
作为和荣耀是不能分开的。
His work, His glory are inseparable.
像弟兄那个这个以弗所第一章，保罗怎么讲？他是按照他的预定的那一个旨意，就是叫我们他的荣耀，叫他的荣耀那个在我们首先在基督里有盼望的，能够得到称赞。
Brothers and sisters, in Ephesians 1, the purpose he predestined is that we who first trust hope in God, hope in Christ, should be to the praise of his glory.
提撒罗尼迦后书第二章保罗讲
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul also says,
他为着提撒罗尼迦教会他感谢神
As Paul is thanking God for the Thessalonian church,
你们是蒙神所爱的。
You are, brethren, you are beloved by God.
他起初就拣选了你们。
From the very beginning, he has chosen you.
叫你们因信称道。
That, through the sanctification by the Spirit,
又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，以至于得救。
By belief in the truth that you would be saved.
但底下一句非常重要的话。
And what comes next is very important.
我们这个福音召我们到这个地步，叫我们可以得着耶稣基督的那一个荣光，就是那个荣耀。
To this, God has called us for the obtaining of the glory of Christ Jesus.
他预先知道，就预先定下来，他去召我们，召我们叫我们称义，称义叫我们得荣耀。
Whom he foreknew, these he predestined. Whom he predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he justified. Whom he justified, these he glorified.
得荣耀做什么？
To be glorified for what?
建造神的教会。
To build up God's church.
你们是神所耕种的田地。
You
神建造的房屋。
You are God's field and God's building.
彼得说：“你们来到主的面前，都像活石一样的被建造，成为灵宫。”
Peter says that as you come to the living stone, you're all being built together, the spiritual house.
这个房屋让神能够居住。
So that God could dwell in it.
这个房屋让神能够在这里安息。
So that God could rest in it.
这个房屋让神在这里能够自由运行。
So that God could move freely in this spiritual house.
这个房屋让神的荣耀在这里能够彰显。
This house will enable God to reveal His glory.
在永世里面，在来世里面，就是那个新耶路撒冷的城。
In the age to come, in eternity, this is the New Jerusalem, the holy city.
当新妇预备好了。
When the bride made herself ready,
我们的新郎就来迎接我们。
Then our groom will come to fetch us.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed. Let's pray.
主啊，愿你的话能够在每个所生儿女的心灵的深处，我们灵与灵、深渊和深渊，我们都能够响应。
Lord, that your word in every child of yours can be said that we will deep will call on the deep we will respond to your word
主啊我们都是你所耕种的田地是你所建造的房屋
because we are all your building and your field
神啊求你怜悯我们
Lord have mercy on us
赦免我们
forgive us
我们没有体贴你的心意
because we are not mindful of your heart
多少时候我们是糊涂的不明白你的旨意
So many times we are so unwise and we do not understand your will.
多少时候我们都是愚昧的把我们的时间都浪费了。
So many times we are so foolish and have wasted away our time.
让你的心意不能得到满足。
So that your heart cannot be satisfied.
主求你给我们一个悔改的灵。
Oh Lord, give us this spirit of repentance.
让我们再次的复兴起来。
So revive us again.
我们再次明白你的心意。
Once again, we'll understand your purpose.
主啊，我们是你手中的工作，是你所种的栽植。
Lord, we are the workmanship of your hand. We are the plants of your planting.
是为了叫你能够得着荣耀。
So that you will be glorified.
主，愿你按照你所预定的美意，早日的成就这工。
Oh, according to your good pleasure, may you accomplish your work early.
主啊，我们深相信。
Lord, we're so convinced.
你是信实的。
You are faithful.
你的恩召和拣选永远不会的后悔。
And your purpose and your election will never be irrevocable.
继续来栽种，继续来浇灌我们。
Continue to cultivate, continue to water us.
继续的来建造我们
continue
成全我们
to build us, to perfect us.
主啊当我们知道不在乎定义的不在乎奔跑的是在乎你怜悯的神
Lord we know that it is not of him who, call,、who wills nor him who runs but of him who shows us mercy
也不在乎栽种的也不在乎浇灌的是在乎你叫他们生长的神
It's not of him who cultivates nor of him who waters, but the increase is from God.
主恩待你的百姓。
Lord, be gracious to all your people.
你甚至使我们能够成长。
So that we will be able to grow up.
让我们早日能够磨成神儿子的形象。
So we will soon be conformed to the image of God.
我们能够脱离婴孩脱离吃奶的光景。
We will be delivered from the conditions of being baby in Christ, eating milk only. From those miserable conditions when we are in the flesh. Oh Lord, we want to commit ourselves into your hands. Let your cross break and deal with us. In the path of your judgment, let us meet you.
主啊，你来试炼我们，如同熬炼我们如同熬炼银子一样
Lord, you try us, you refine us as silver is refined.
你把重担加在我们的身上，你叫我们进入网络，你叫人坐车砸过我们的头。
You have brought us into the net, you have placed a heavy dirt, burden upon us, and you allow people to ride over our head.
你所爱的你就管教。
You will chasten those whom you love.
当我们经过水火，我们就能够进入丰富之地。
When we go through the fire and water, we will enter the land of abundance.
你要领我们出埃及，领我们出亚述，把我们带到基列，带到黎巴嫩。
You will lead us out of Egypt, out of Assyria, and you will lead us into Gilead and into Bashan.
你不但叫我们的生命得到更丰盛的生命。
You will not only would you give us this life, but even more abundant.
主愿你记住这些话，在我们里面有回头的亮光。
Oh Lord, continue to work in us so this.With this word, we would have the hind life.
保守你的教会在这个时代都末了。
Watch over your church at the very end time.
我们知道万物即将尽了。
We know all things are coming to a close.
让我们谨慎持守，警醒祷告。
Let us be sober and watch and pray.
让我们靠主站立得稳。
So that we could stand firm.
靠着你的恩典，刚强起来。
By your grace, we will be strengthened.
愿我们在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上。我们能够长进。
Let us all grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀都归给你，从今时一直到永远。
To you be all the glory from this time forever until all eternity.
我们将祷告祈求，是奉着你儿子宝贝的名。
We pray and ask in your Son's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.